In the day's other news, the U.S. economy clawed back more jobs lost to the pandemic. The Labor Department reported employers added a net of 638,000 new positions in October. The unemployment rate fell a full percentage point to 6.9%. The numbers raise new questions about a possible economic stimulus package, but Republican and Democratic leaders had sharply different takes.
I think it reinforces the argument that I've been making the last few months, that something smaller, rather than throwing another $3 trillion at this issue, is more appropriate.
It doesn't appeal to me at all because they still have not agreed to crush the virus. If you don't crush the virus, we're still going to have to be dealing with the consequences of the virus.
Overall, the U.S. economy has recovered roughly half of the 22 million jobs lost when the pandemic hit last spring. The wave of new COVID-19 infections in the United States is still building. More than 120,000 cases were reported in the last 24 hours, another record, and pushing the national total past 9.6 million, with more than 235,000 deaths. Meanwhile, in Europe, a partial lockdown took effect today in four regions across Italy. Remnants of Hurricane Eta moved across the Caribbean today after ravaging Central America. Parts of Guatemala were underwater from 3 feet of rain. Officials reported a landslide may have killed more than 100 people in one town. Eta could regain tropical storm status as it heads toward Cuba and southern Florida. In Austria, the government closed two mosques that were visited by the gunman who killed four people in Vienna on Monday. He, in turn, was killed by police. Authorities allege the mosques acted as a breeding ground for a dangerous ideology and radicalized the shooter.
Das alles ist kein Angriff.
All of this is not an attack on religion, but a fight against extremism. It is not an attack against the members of a particular faith, but it is a common fight against the abuse of religion for radicalism.
Meanwhile, police in Germany raided the homes and businesses of four men linked to the Vienna attacker. And back in this country, Wall Street paused after a big run-up this week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 66 points to close at 28,323. The Nasdaq rose 4 points, and the S&P 500 slipped 1 point. But for the week, the Dow and the S&P rose about 7%. The Nasdaq gained 9%. Still to come on the NewsHour, Mark Shields and David Brooks look back at an election still in the balance. We remember some of the many remarkable lives lost to COVID-19. Plus, first-time voters describe their hopes for the country's future.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.